Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:38, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, the GAA's Football Review Committee met last night to reflect on the new rules, which have been, I think it's fair to say, generating lots of debate, lots of healthy debate, we should say. It's been a bit of a rollercoaster start to the new year, and we're all really still getting used to these new rules. It's literally a whole new ball game. Well, I'm delighted to say the chair of the committee, Jim Gavin, joins me here in studio now. Jim, you met last night as a group. Meeting number 50, I believe, officially. What can you tell us about what happened there?
Yeah, Majin Mott, Darren. Yeah, very good meeting last night. As you say, the 50th meeting of the for the Football Review Committee. And the next stage of it is a three-stage process. We report into the Standing Committee and Playing Rules with recommendations. They make recommendations then to the Cúisite Bainistí, which is the Managing Committee, chaired by Intuachtarán Cumann Ó Cascaíl, Gerald Burns. And then they'll consider that, and then they make motions towards Central Council, who will meet next Thursday to vote on any proposals, if any, that are made.
Yeah, so can you tell us, we're calling them tweaks, and we've had plenty of debate on this programme, mostly on a Monday morning, and yesterday in particular, where there seemed to be a lot of criticism from managers in particular about certain rules. And have you taken any decision on whether you're going to tweak some of these rules?
Yeah, so the first thing I'd say, we really welcome all the engagement. You know, over last year we had over 7,000 responses to a survey. We've got 1,200 people on a longitudinal survey currently, as that name suggests, from the National League.
So it's an ongoing survey.
Ongoing iterative process. We've got feedback from inter-county managers, GPA submission in recent days from Colin Begley. Club managers have given us feedback. So it's all welcomed, and it's all different people's perspective. In general, people like what they see. Yes, we've heard of the county managers. They represent 2% of our games in the association, but they're a very, very important stakeholder. And they get a shop window there on 26 weeks of the year, so it's very important to listen to them. But we also listen to the clubs. And I was out in St. Anne's Park in Clontarf last weekend at a minor hurling game. I saw the pitch next to me, Olds playing Nave Barrogue in a game of under 15 game of football. I spoke to the referee and both managers, and it's going well with them. Yes, they had feedback for me, things they'd like to see change. We've listened to all that, and I believe if the Standing Committee and Playing Rules and the Cúisite Bainistí push those recommendations on, people will see that we've listened.
So are you recommending tweaks?
There are adjustments, yeah. We have made some recommendations for some adjustments.
Okay. And when are we going to hear about those? We're open to you telling us here this morning.
I know you are, but we have reporting lines, and you know when you step back from it, Darren, we're kind of in the bit now. But just take a step back to what we've been asked to do as a Football Review Committee. The association has a vision for itself that'll become one club where ladies football will merge with men's, camogie will merge with hurling into one association for all four codes, and it has a vision, an aim that the Gaelic games will become the most exciting amateur games in the world to play and watch. Very audacious. We're looking at the Gaelic football part of it. We've been given a terms of reference by Intuachtarán to look at the traditional games. So that's, you know, Charlie Elton kicked the ball to Jack O'Shea, who catches into Bomber List, the new hand passage on Egan, and we get a score. That's the traditional, vertically played at the pitch, you know, pitch-based, territory-based, as opposed to the modern innovations where it's more constructing a game. An attack. So we're trying to get the balance between both of those. We've been asked to make this game exciting, create memorable moments, entertainment for both players and spectators. So that's our North Star. That's our bright light, that every decision that we've made over the last 12 months, and indeed last night, is all based and speaks to that particular vision.
Can I throw some situations at
Please.
You?
Hmm.
The punishments, are they too severe?
Too severe, they're, we believe they're not. Let's look at the discipline piece first of all. There's not one person, not one bit of the survey has said that's a bad idea. What people have said, it might be harsh, but it's to disincentivize the abuse of referees that's gone on for so long. In terms of the other infractions, it's there to disincentivize the infraction. So for the 3-3 infraction, it's there to disincentivize players trying to gain an advantage by creating an extra player either in defence or attack. We have listened to what referees have said to us. I've been really impressed, by the way, with the inter-county referees. We gave a survey to them. 38 of them responded. Huge positiveness about them. Very, very clever group, and they're very diligent on their craft refereeing. So we've listened to them. We've listened to intercounty managers about, you know, if there is an infraction that's maybe unintentional, what should we do about it? So we've listened to everybody, and I think that.
And what about
when we give our. When we see our recommendations, that people will recognise that.
The three up, mm-hmm. and when the black card comes along, would you like to see them have to keep still the three players up instead of being able to retreat one back and only leave two up?
Well, it's not what I like, it's what the committee like. And we've listened to what people have said to us. Like when I managed Dublin, if we got a player sent off, highly unlikely if it happened, but if it did, we would bring a corner back into our defence, and so we'd only have maybe five players up. Notwithstanding all that, we've heard what people have said, and we've responded to that.
Yeah, you're not going to give us any little glimpse at all, are you, this morning?
Because I don't report to you, Darren. You're the journalist. I report to the Standing Committee on Playing Rules. That's my reporting line.
What about the goalkeepers? Many feel that you're a little bit hard on them in terms of having to go long with the kickouts. The 20 seconds as well. Is that working?
Okay, so take two of them. So the kickouts. So Dr. Michael McKay from Ulster University and Dr. Peter Horgan from Croke Park do all of our survey work. They're the scientists in that particular space. Five things that came from the survey last year. People want to see high fielding, kick passing, long range scores, goal scoring, one-to-one contests. The kick out is designed around the high fielding piece and the one-to-one contests. And yes, you might have multiple players there, but it speaks to that. Huge positiveness in the survey, the public survey, on the kickouts. On the 20 seconds, I gave a report today. You're the journalist.
This is the GAA Games Intelligence Unit.
It is, and I'm sure you did your pre-reading, which sounds like you didn't. But if you look at the average kickouts there, the average duration for kickouts over round 1, 2, 3 and 4, I'm reading it out here. It's 21.5 for the round one, 23, 20.7, and 21.2. We'll take an average of 21 seconds. So currently, the average kickout is 21 seconds.
Okay. What about Jim McGuinness's argument that this is going to fatigue players? They're not getting a chance to get that breather, and it's raising, I guess, player welfare issues.
So part of the, we have a change management process around this. Part of that is a benefit realisation model. So benefit realisation model is where you review the changes to see are we accruing the benefits that we realise. And in the main, we are. Two aspects to that. We have a partnership now with the Southeastern Technology University and Atlantic Technology University. Dr. Denise Martin runs that with Johnny Bradley. That report that you're looking at about the amount of kick passing, the time it takes for free kicks, etc. On the physical demands, the association has partnered up with the Dublin City University Department of Health. We all be familiar with Professor Noel Minor and Professor Martin Browntree in the Faculty of Computing, and in particular for data analytics. And what they're looking at is the physical demands of players. So what we've heard is that there are more physical demands on players, but we haven't seen the data yet because teams are not sharing the data.
And you want them to share that data?
Well, we've a quarter of the data, So that research is ongoing. Until we get the data, which will be anonymised, I don't need to know who the counties are, but until we have the data, we can't make any assessments of the physical demands.
Before we let you go, time is against us, Jim. Some of the criticism has been very severe. One inter-county manager said at the weekend that this is not Gaelic football. It's a joke. How do you respond to that sort of criticism?
As I said, we welcome all feedback. Like in any change management, you have a bell curve. You've got people who are leading it, who are innovators, and you've got people who are laggards. And there's people, you know, in society that's the general. So the early adopters, we can see already those teams who are thriving in this particular space. But we take all feedback on board.
Okay, Jim McGuinness, thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland.
Thank you, Darren and Jim. Thank you.